So, how is your sight? Who reckons they can see quite well? Any takers? Or a couple? Oh, a few. Okay. Only a few. Fair enough. I used to be able to see quite well, although I have succumbed to age, like many of us, and now do have reading glasses. Any other glasses wearers here? Come on, guys, I know. Okay, fair enough. So anyone needs glasses to see things that are far away? Long-sighted, okay. Anyone need glasses to see things that are really close? Short-sighted. Anyone just need glasses? Yeah, fair enough. Don't know what gang that is, but we're not worrying. Have you ever tried wearing somebody else's glasses? Ever tried that? It's not good, is it? A bit of a headache, and everything just looks really blurry and confusing. Well, if you wear the right glasses, everything looks perfect. Now, I've got some rather impressive glasses with me. My special glasses for the morning. I'm just going to pop them on. Right. Now, these aren't just any old glasses. No. These aren't long-sight glasses or short-sight glasses. These are God-sight glasses. They are my God-sight glasses, and you'll see how important having a pair of glasses like this is as we go through our passage this morning. Because today's passage is all about sight and seeing. And we're going to be asking that question, how well can you see? How good is your sight? I think my nose needs to be a bit bigger for these glasses. Okay. Now, today's Bible passage, we're finishing off our series in Elisha and Elijah, if you've been with us in the 10:30 services in the autumn. And today's passage tells us something that happened a very long time ago. In fact, about 700 years even before Jesus was born. So we're talking a while ago. And this is the story of Elisha the prophet in the kingdom of Israel. It's a dark and difficult time in the kingdom at the moment. The current king, who's a son of the wicked king Ahab we looked at earlier on in the autumn, he's still leading the nation away from God and into other religions. And Israel is frequently threatened by armies from the outsiders. But how does this guy Elijah, how does he see the situation? Well, Sam's going to come up and read the first part of our passage for us. If you want to turn to it, I'll put some Bibles on the tables. Some of it's going to be read out, some of it's not. It is on page 373. If you do want to find it, there are more Bibles around if you need more. But Sam's going to come and read the first part for us. Thank you, Sam.
Here's the word of the Lord. Now the king of Aram was at war with Israel. After conferring with his officers, he said, I will set up my camp in such and such a place. The man of God sent word to the king of Israel, beware of passing that place because the Arameans are going down there. So the king of Israel checked on the place indicated by the man of God. Time and time again, Elijah warned the king so that he was on his guard in such places. This enraged the king of Aram. He summoned his officers and demanded them, tell me, which of us is on the side of the king of Israel? None of us, my lord the king, said one of the officers. But Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the very words that you speak in your bedroom. Go, find out where he is, the king ordered, so I can send men and capture him. The report came back, he's in Dothan. Then he sent horses and chariots and a strong force there. They went by night and surrounded the city.
Thank you so much, Sam. So the first thing that we see is that whenever the king of Aram makes a plan, Aram is Syria today, again in the news, it seems that nothing is in fact secret. It's as if Elisha is like looking over the king's shoulder or listening but his ear, so he can warn the king of Israel about every single thing that happens. You see, Elijah has his special God glasses on, and he can really see what is going on. Now, that's quite a good reminder for us today, isn't it? That actually God does see everything, everything that's going on. There's nothing that is hidden from his sight, as Hebrews 4 puts it. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. God sees it all. No one else may know how we treat the other people in our family, or how we drive, or how we manage our finances. But actually God knows that. Nothing is secret from him. All those hidden moments, whether beautiful moments of kindness or rather more shameful ones, God sees it all. Now, if following God is part of your plan, that is great news, actually, that God really does know us. But actually, in this particular case, it doesn't seem like it's working out so well. Because although Elisha's able to tell the king of Israel what's going to happen, actually now the king of Aram is so angry that he sends an army. The city's in great danger. Let's watch a short film that shows what happens next.